In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel reading is full of a lot of good stuff, a lot of important points, points which could be tied back to our first reading from our own St. James, which talks about the difference between earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. You know, there's a lot of earthly wisdom out there today, and when I say wisdom, I put scare quotes around it, because this really isn't wisdom at all. It's just a way of thinking, an earthly way of thinking, and it leads away from truth rather than towards truth. Heavenly wisdom, which is from on high, which we find in sacred scripture and in the teachings of the church and in the writings of the fathers and in the lives of the saints, instead leads us to truth. It's a way of thinking, a way of approaching things and behavior that will lead us towards truth rather than away from it. It's important to realize with this gospel that the mountain which Jesus and Peter, James, and John are coming down is the mountain of the Transfiguration. The Transfiguration had just taken place. And what was the primary message of the Transfiguration? It was that Jesus had to suffer and die in order to save us from our sins. Because you remember, St. Peter said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let's just stay in heaven. And we can make some dwelling places for you," which is, if you could go right to heaven and not put up with any of this nonsense, of course you would. That's not the way it happens. Jesus himself, in order to open the gates of heaven for us, had to carry his cross. That means we have to carry our crosses too. And the voice of the Father said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And better words have never been said. Listen to Jesus. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, what did she say? Do whatever he tells you to do. So listen to Jesus. And as they're coming down, there's this big brouhaha. There's this young man who has been possessed by a mutant deaf spirit. Now, those with earthly wisdom would look at that and go, "Oh, he was just epileptic. And these poor, benighted people are so stupid back then. And we're so smart." They thought it was demonic possession. And it wasn't. In the military, we had a term for that. It's called Bravo Sierra. If you don't know what that means, ask me after Mass. Absolute nonsense. Because, first of all, epilepsy doesn't try to repeatedly throw you into fire and water to kill you. And also, epilepsy, a disease, when confronted by the Lord Jesus, doesn't foam at the mouth and respond to when it says, "Deaf and dumb spirit, come out of the man." So, many times the work of the devil can imitate and be linked with mental illness or a physical illness, but it's not the same thing. And the disciples were unable to throw the demon out. Say, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, get out of there." It didn't work. And this poor man is at wit's end. Said, "If you can help us, help us." "What do you mean, yeah? Of course I can help you. Anything is possible for those who have faith." And there's this wonderful prayer of this father. "I do believe, help my unbelief." Is there anyone here whose faith is perfect? Good, you realize that. And remember, faith doesn't come from us. It comes from God. So we can say, "Oh Lord, I believe. Give me more belief. Help me to believe more profoundly." If you're ever doubting, pray that prayer. "Oh Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." And by the way, doubt is only a sin if it's deliberate. If it just pops into your head and you're tempted by doubt, that's a temptation. But it's not a sin. It's only a sin if you deliberately doubt. And then Jesus commands that the mutant deaf spirit come out, and it does. There's a very different way between how Jesus deals with those who are merely physically ill and how he deals with those who are possessed. This is obviously a possessed man. And yet, when Jesus commands him, the spirit, to go out, he goes out of the man and never troubles him again. Now, of course, the disciples afterwards were saying, "Why could you do it and we couldn't?" Because this kind can only go out with prayer. Now, remember what Jesus, the whole thing on the mountain. In order to save us from our sins, Jesus had to suffer and die for us. Sometimes in order to defeat the devil, we too have to suffer and die with Jesus and in Jesus. We have to carry up our crosses. We have to do penance and prayer in order to defeat the devil. It's not as if we simply accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior and it's all over. We don't have to worry about it anymore. We have to cooperate with God's grace. We have to work out our salvation by cooperating with God with fear and trembling. So, you know, again, if anyone ever asks you, are you saved? You say, the correct response is, I have been saved, I am being saved, and I hope to be saved. Because salvation is a process. In one sense, we are already saved because Jesus Christ died for us. We are being saved because we have to work out that salvation with fear and trembling. And we hope to be saved because we know it's not an ideal until we're dead and judged. You know, a person can always fall. Notice Judas Iscariot. Notice several others in sacred scripture and in the history of the church who were very holy and lived good lives and then they blew it at the end. Look at Solomon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.